Today's Amud is Tainis Yedzayin Amabez. We're holding about 12 or 13 lines from the top, the middle of the line, by the word Mesve. So we're in the middle of a Shaklavataria over here. The Gemara asks the Kasha that we said that according to the Chachamim, a Kohen nowadays is not allowed to drink wine. A Kohen is not allowed to drink wine because Meheru Yibana Beis HaMikdash, hopefully very soon, hopefully even today, we'll get the Beis HaMikdash back. And if a Kohen's drunk, he's not going to be able to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. He even passes Avodah if he serves in the Beis HaMikdash. And maybe it's going to be his turn to serve. And therefore, we don't allow a Kohen to drink Bizman Hazeh at all. A Kohen is never allowed to drink wine. That's the Shita of the Chachamim. However, when it comes to getting a haircut, so even though there's a halacha that a Kohen has to cut his hair every 30 days, he's not allowed to let his hair grow for more than that, we don't find today that Kohanim are makbid to cut their hair every 30 days. And the question is why don't we say the same thing of Meher Yibana Beis HaMikdash? Why don't we have the same chashash? And why don't we say that Kohanim nowadays also have to cut their hair every 30 days? So the Gemara gave two terutzim. The first terutz was that when it comes to hair, there's a quick fix. Even if we get the Beis HaMikdash back today, hopefully we will. If we do, the Kohen could quickly go to the barber. He'll cut his hair. He'll cut his own hair, perhaps, whatever it is. And he'll cut his hair. He'll have short hair. So there's no problem. There's no chashash. But when it comes to drinking wine, if he gets drunk, so then there's no quick fix to sober up. If you drink a little bit, we said, there's a way, you could sleep, you could take a walk. But if a Kohen would drink a Revius already, then there's no quick fix. And therefore, we don't allow Kohanim to drink wine, but we do allow them to grow out their hair. The second teretz of the Gemara is that we're more machmir when it comes to wine, because being drunk and doing the Aveda is something that will passel the Aveda, as opposed to having long hair, even though you're not allowed to do it, but that's not something that's going to passel the Aveda, and therefore we don't have to be as extreme with our shmira, with our safeguard, to make sure that a Kohen doesn't have long hair. So we're only machmir when it comes to drinking wine, because that's something which could passel the Aveda. So it comes out, we're saying in the second teretz of the Gemara, that only being drunk is something that will pass with the Aveda, but having long hair is not something that passes the Aveda. So says the Gemara Meisve, is that really true? Is that really true that having long hair doesn't pass with the Aveda? But we learned in the Braisa as follows. The Braisa says, Ve'elu Shehem B'Misa, the following are Chayiv Misa, if they do the Aveda, if a Kohen performs the Aveda in this way, he'll be Chayiv Misa. Shesuya Yayin Ufruei Reish, and the Braisa mentions being drunk or having long hair, if he lets his hair grow. So Bishlam Shesuya Yayin, before we get to the question, the Gemara says, and I understand why the Braisa says that Shesuya Yayin being drunk is Chayiv Misa, Behedik Siv Behu. Look at the Pasuk. We have a Pasuk which implies that he's Chayiv Misa for being drunk. The Pasuk says, Yayin V'Sheikh, it says don't get drunk, and then in the hemshach of the pasuk it says and then you won't die. If you don't drink wine, then you won't die. So make the diik, if you do drink wine, if you perform the avoda while drunk, then you will die, so you're chayiv misa. Fine, so that I understand why being drunk, and what's the source for that, that being drunk is something that the kohen would be chayiv misa for. Elapruei rais, but for letting his hair grow out, we know on what's the makar. Says the Gemara Dichsiv, because the Pasuk says, V'reisham l'galichu perelayish aleichu. So the Pasuk in Yecheskel. Yecheskel is going through many of the different dinim of a Kayin. And over there in Yecheskel, it says, U'perelayish aleichu, that he's not allowed to let his hair grow out long. That's the Makar that he's not allowed to, that we mentioned on the previous Amud. And then Uksiv Basrei, right after that, it says, in, still in Yecheskel, it says, V'yayin lo yishtu, he also mentions then, right next to not growing out your hair, he mentions that you can't go in when you're drunk. So, being that Yecheskel put the two together, it must be that we're supposed to understand that their dinim are the same. We're supposed to compare a kohen who lets his hair grow to a kohen who does the avoda when he's drunk. Just like if he does the avoda while drunk, he's chayef misa. So too, if he has his head uncovered, he's also going to be chayev misa. Umina, and once we have the comparison, so you don't make a hekesh lemechze, you don't just compare it halfway, let's compare it even more. Imash esuya yayin demachli avoida, for being drunk, he passes the avoida, afpurei raish demachli avoida. So too, if he does avoida with long hair, it must be we're supposed to compare the two, compare it to being drunk, just like being drunk is something that will pass the avoida, so too, having long hair, that's something that passes the avoida, not like we wanted to suggest in the Gemara's second Taras. We wanted to say that the reason why the Chachamim are machmir, that nowadays a kain is not allowed to drink and we have to be chayshish, that meheri yibanu beis hamikdash, is because being drunk and doing the avodah is something that's very chomer. But we don't make kaihanim get haircuts every 30 days because that's less chomer, that's not something that passes avodah. However, the Gemara is bringing from this braisa that clearly we compare the dinim of being drunk to having long hair. And if so, just like being drunk is something that will pass the avodah, so too having long hair is something that will pass the avodah. So the girsa that we have will comes out that the Gemara does not answer this kasha, and the Gemara is falling off of the second teretz. Or if you read the parentheses, and the parentheses say that lo, I know that we're not going to make this second step of the hekesh ki iskosh lamisuhu de iskosh avalachule avayda la iskosh. It's only comparable. We only compare the din of having long hair to being drunk with regards to the fact that they're chayiv misa for it. The kain who does such a thing is chayiv misa, but we're not comparing it to the fact that that they pass the avayda. Only if a kain is drunk, he passes the avayda, but not if he has long hair. If you're gairis, what we have in the parentheses, so then it comes out that the Gemara answered the kasha, whatever way it is, says the Gemara now. So it comes out that the makar, that there's a chayiv misa for having long hair and doing the avayda, is from being drunk. And where do we know to compare the two? From a pasuk in Yecheskel. So now, so ask the Gemara now a side kasha, nothing to do with the previous shaklavatario. So ask the Gemara now that Amar Lei Ravina Luravashi, Ravina said to Ravashi, he asked him a kasha, that ha mikmeida asa Yecheskel man amra. Who, before Yecheskel came along, where do you see this halacha from in the Torah? How could Yecheskel make up a halacha that a person's chayiv misa for serving and doing the avodah with long hair? He said, we see it from Yecheskel. Yecheskel says, compare having long hair to being drunk. But where did Yecheskel get it from? That was Ravina's kasha to Rav Ashi. So Amar Lei, so Rav Ashi said back to Ravina, "Ulatameich, according to your reasoning, that if you have a halacha that you learn from a pasuk in Yecheskel from Nach, so you have this kasha that where did the Navi get it from? Hadamar Rav Chista. If so, then that which Rav Chista taught us that Davar Zemi Tayrus Meisher Rabino Mitayrus Meisher Lelamanu, that the following halacha, the fact that a kayin who doesn't have a bris mila, he passes the avoda. So Rav Chista said about this halacha that Davar Zeh, this halacha that a kayin without a bris mila, he passes the Avaida. We tell us Maisha Leilamanu, we don't know it from Maisha Rabbeinu. We Divrei Kabbalah Lamanu, we know it from Yecheskel, we know it from Divrei Kabbalah. Also from when Yecheskel is going through the halachas of the Kayin, and Yecheskel taught us, he says that Kol Ben Nechar Aru Leiv, the Aru Basar Lo Yavayu El Mikdashi. The Yecheskel taught us that a person who's an Aru Basar, if he doesn't have a bris mila, so he's not allowed to go ahead and do the Avaida. So you could ask the same Kasha, HaMikmeidah Si Yecheskel Man Amra, before Yecheskel came along, how did we know this halacha? How could Yecheskel make up this halacha? Ella, what are you going to have to say? Gemara Gamirla. It's we have it by Mesaira. Perhaps halacha l'maishim is Sinai. Va'asa Yecheskel va'asmecha akra. Yecheskel was just coming to write it into a pasuk, but the halacha itself is something that we know from beforehand. So hachanami here too also, this that a person with long hair, a kayin with long hair, that he's chayiv misa for serving for doing the avodah in such a way, it's gemara gamir la. We have that as a mesira. Va'asi Yecheskel va'asmecha akra. We're just showing the from Yecheskel that he's showing it from the psukim. He's just putting it into a pasuk. But really, in hachanami, really we know it from before Yecheskel. We have it as a mesira. Says the Gemara Vayter now. We mentioned in the Mishnah that Kol HaKasav and Megillas Tainis delay the Mispad Lefanav Asar Lachar of Mutter. We mentioned the Machlaikas about it, but we spoke about the days, the Yamim Tovim, that are described in Maseches Tainis, in Megillas Tainis. The days that are written in Megillas Tainis are certain days that you're not allowed to fast, and you're not allowed, and some of them you're not even allowed to give a hesped. And we spoke about that some of them, even the day before is Asar, or the day after is Asar. So now says the Gemara Tan Rabbana, we learned in the Braisa, that it says like this. It says, Ilan Yemaya Delaylis Anna Behind, Umiksasan Delayla Mispad Behind. It says the following are days that you're not allowed to fast on these days, and some of them you're not even allowed to give a hesped on these days. And this is in Megillas Tainis. And it says over there in Megillas Tainis, it says, Mereish Yarcha de Nisan va'at Tmanya Bey, from Reish Chodesh Nisan until the 8th day of Nisan, that's a Yomtev. From Reish Chodesh Nisan until the 8th day of Nisan, that's a Yomtev. Why is that a Yomtev? Because Itaikam Tamida, that's when we establish the carbon Tamid, right? And therefore, delay the Mispoid behind. And therefore, you're not even allowed to give a hesped on those days. You're not allowed to fast, and you're not even allowed to give a hesped. And the reason why is because the itaikam tamida, that's when we establish the carbon tamid. So Rashi fills us in that what happened was the tzedukim we're starting up with the Chachamim, and the Tzedukim, we're saying that the Pasuk says it's a kevesa echad, taseh b'boiker, it's mashma that the carbon tamid is able to come, mishal yachid, a private individual is able to donate the animal for the carbon tamid, and that's what they held. The Tzedukim wanted to say that the carbon tamid could come, mishal yachid. Now we know the halacha is that the carbon tamid could only come, mishal tzibur, it comes from the maxis ha-shekel funds, it comes from the communal funds, and it took them 8 days of debating until finally we were able to show the Tzedukim that they were wrong, and we established the Karban Tamid that it comes Mishal Tzibur. So those were the days from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the 8th day of Nisan. And then the Braisa says that Mitavnya Bey Ad Saif Me'ada, from the 8th day of Nisan until the end of Pesach, until the end of the Mayed, Itois of Chag de Shvuaya, that's when we established the Chag of Shvuas, the Leila Misbad behind, and therefore these days also, you're not allowed to fast, and you're not even allowed to give a Hesped. What does it mean that we established Shavuos? So again, Rashi fills us in, that the Tzedukim held, that none of the Aymer, when it comes to Sphir Sa'imer, so being that the Torah says, Usvarta Melchem, Mimachra Sasha, Shabbos, you're supposed to start counting literally after Shabbos. The Tzedukim held that you always start Sfiras HaOmer on a Sunday. No matter what day Pesach falls out on, we understand Mimachas HaShabbos means after the first day of Pesach. It means Matzah Yom Tov. But the literal translation of the words is after Shabbos, is on Sunday. So therefore, the Tzedukim held that you're always supposed to start Sfiras HaOmer on a Sunday, in which case, when you're counting 50 days to Shavuos, the 50th day will also always come out also on a Sunday, that Shavuos is always on a Sunday. Now we hold not like that. We hold Mimachas HaShabbos means Matzah Yom Tov, and Shavuos falls out whatever day of the week that's on. Nothing to do with Sunday, Lav Dafka on Sunday. And it took them, they debated during these days, until finally we were able to establish the Chag of Shavuos, and therefore those are days also that you're not allowed to fast, and you're not allowed to give a Hesped. It's like a Yom Tov. Now, Amar Mar, we mentioned that Meresh Yarcha de Nisan Atmanya Bey Itoikum Tamida de Loyla Mispa. That from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the 8th day, so that's when we established the Karban Tamid, and therefore you're not even allowed to give a Hesped during these days. Now, ask the Gemara, that Lama Li Meresh Yarcha. Why does the Bryson and Miguel's Tainus have to say that the days from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the 8th day is a special Yom Tif days? Why do you have to include Rosh Chodesh Nisan in the Yom Tif? Lema Mitra. The only thing Megillas Tainus is really adding is the second day of Nisan. Now, from the second day of Nisan until the eighth day, you're not allowed to fast or give a hesped. Rosh Chodesh gufa yom tifu. Rosh Chodesh is Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is a yom tif because it's Rosh Chodesh. Va'aser. And anyways, it's aser to fast or to give a hesped. So I don't need Megillas Tainus to tell it to me. Why does Megillas Tainus have to tell me? You should know the following days you can't fast. You can't even give a hesped on these days from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the eighth day. Your only thing that Megillas Tainus is adding is from the second day till the eighth day. The first day anyways is Rosh Chodesh and it's Aser. So it says the Gemara Amar Rav. Rav explains, Le Nitzrucha Ella LaAser Yom Shelefanav. The reason why Megillas Tainus tells us that already, that this Yom Tov starts already from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, is because the days that are written in Megillas Tainus is that you're not allowed to fast or give a hesped, so then also the day before it is Aser. So now the Erev Rosh Chodesh Nisan will also be Aser, and will also be Aser to fast or to give a hesped. Why? Because it's written in Megillas Tainus, being that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is one of the dates in Megillas Tainus, so now Erev Rosh Chodesh is Aser as well, because the day before Yom Tov is also Aser. Last the Gemara, Veshalafan of Nami, typically the Havale Yom Shalafnei Rosh Chodesh. So if the day before Yom Tov is Aser, so then anyways Erev Rosh Chodesh Nisan is Aser because it's the Erev Rosh Chodesh, because it's the day before Rosh Chodesh. Why do I need it to be the day before a Yom Tov of Megillas Tainus? Anyways, it's the day before the Yom Tov of Rosh Chodesh. So therefore it's Aser Altzip being Erev Rosh Chodesh. So I still don't understand, why does the Megillas Tainus have to mention that this Yom Tov starts on Rosh Chodesh? So says the Gemara, it's not true. You're assuming that every Erev Yom Tov is Aser in Hesped and Tainus. It's not true. It's specifically the Yamim Tovim that are written in Megillas Tainus. That's when we have this halacha that the day before is Aser. But Rosh Chodesh Da'araisa Hu, says the Gemara. Rosh Chodesh is Da'araisa. Now the Gemara doesn't really mean Da'araisa. The Meiri and the Beis Yosef as well, and Semen Taf Yod Ches, they point out that the Gemara just means that there's a smach to Rosh Chodesh in the Psukim, that Rosh Chodesh you're not allowed to fast, and that you're not allowed to give a hesped. It's not mamish din d'araisa, but it's something that you see in the psukim, and therefore people naturally view Rosh Chodesh with a seriousness. And therefore Rosh Chodesh being that it's people view it as being like a deraisa, udaraisa lebay chizik. So therefore, we don't have to aser every erev Rosh Chodesh, because Rosh Chodesh doesn't need that chizik. The reason really to aser the day before would be to give the yomtiv chizik. That not only is it aser, even the day before it is aser. But on Rosh Chodesh, where anyways people view it with a certain seriousness, we don't need to give that chizik. We don't need to aser the day before. It's only the days that are written in Megillas Tainis, so then it's not a real Yom Tov Daraisa, it's just the day that's written in Megillas Tainis, then we aser the day before. So that's why there was a nafka mina in mentioning the fact that this Yom Tov starts on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, Hayamim Ha'elak Suvim B'Megillas Tainis, the days that are written, the Yomim Tovim that are described in Megillas Tainis, Lefneim Ulach Reyam Asurin, the days before and after are aser as well in fasting or perhaps in giving a hesped. Shabbos is V'Yomim Tovim, however, when it comes to Din Daraisa, like Shabbos and Yom Tov, so then Hein Asurin, the day itself, is Asur in Tainis and in Hesped, but Lefnei Nulach Reyim Utarin, but the day before and the day after, so those are mutter. Uma hefresh bein zeh lezeh, and why is there a difference? Why do we differentiate between a day, a Yom Tov that's in Megillas Tainis, and Shabbos and Yom Tov? Halalu divrei Toiro, divrei Toiro and srichin chizik, because when it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov, being that it's the raisa, that you're not allowed to fast, you're not allowed to give a hesped, so divrei Toiro doesn't need chizik. However, halalu divrei seifrim, divrei seifrim srichin chizik. But the yamim toivim that are described in Megillas Tainis are only yamim toivim midrabanan, and therefore those need chizik. So again, we asked, why did we have to mention the fact that this Yom Tov of the Karban Tamid was from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the 8th of Nisan, just say from the 2nd day of Nisan, and anyways Rosh Chodesh is Aser Behesped Utainis because it's Rosh Chodesh, and the Gemara's Teretz is because we wanted to make it that it has chizik, and we wanted to Aser even Erev Rosh Chodesh Nisan, to also Aser Erev Rosh Chodesh Nisan in Hesped Utainis.